Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Parts of the Northeast are facing a powerful winter storm. The AP's Donna Warder.
The National Weather Service says the storm could last into Wednesday for areas such as New England, upstate New York, northeastern Pennsylvania, and northern New Jersey, dumping heavy wet snow and unleashing strong winds. Meteorologist Andrew Orson.
The snowfall totals that we're going to see, though, with this particular storm will be among the highest that we've seen for this entire winter season. It has been below average for snowfall across the Northeast this year. And so this nor'easter will be very impactful because we haven't really seen a whole lot of snow.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul already has warned that the storm could be deadly.
Storm-battered California is getting more fierce weather. A new atmospheric river came ashore Monday night in northern and central parts of California and is expected to move south over several days. Atmospheric rivers are plumes of moisture that turn into rain and snow. Those with money in two failed banks started lining up to get their money back yesterday as news spread of the failure of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Dave Barry was among the worried customers yesterday at a Silicon Valley branch in Wellesley, Massachusetts.
We have an obligation with payroll. We have an electrical business, and we have to meet payroll this afternoon, so that's why I'm here.
He talked to WCVB-TV in Massachusetts. All the deposits in both banks are covered by the government, even those exceeding the federally insured limit of $250,000. President Biden's expected to sign an executive order today that's intended to increase the number of background checks to buy guns. This morning, China says the U.S., Britain, and Australia are going down a dangerous path. Australia just agreed to buy nuclear-powered attack submarines from the U.S. Former Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder has died. She was 82. This is AP News. China's announcing it'll reopen to tourists. The AP's Karen Shamas.
China has announced that it will reopen its borders to tourists following a three-year halt during the pandemic. The move comes as China seeks to boost its tourism and economy. China is one of the last major countries to allow tourists back in. The decision to open up comes after the government announced a decisive victory over COVID-19 in February. All types of visas will resume, and a visa-free entry at some destinations has also resumed. The notice didn't specify, however, whether vaccination certificates or negative COVID-19 tests would be required. I'm Karen Chamas.
In France, trade unions are calling for another round of nationwide protests tomorrow, Wednesday. They're angry about President Macron's plan to raise the retirement age to 64 from 62. It's an unpopular plan, but he insists it's necessary. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Roundtree. We start in the NBA, where Memphis took a game over Dallas with multiple stars sidelined. Correspondent Robert Stevens has more.
Desmond Bain scored 23 points as the Memphis Grizzlies completed a two-game sweep of the Dallas Mavericks, 104-88. Mavs played without Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, both injured, while the Grizzlies were again without Ja Morant. Memphis coach Taylor Jenkins says his team upped its defensive intensity in the second half.
Said to come out of halftime with a renewed energy and mentality of, hey, we got to raise our level both sides of the floor. We made a couple adjustments defensively that, paid off for us, which got us going with our groove on offense, and obviously that third quarter kind of changed the game.
David Roddy and Dylan Brooks had 19 apiece for Memphis, while Jaden Hardy led the Mavs with 28. Josh Green had 23. Bob Stevens, Dallas.
In Houston, the Rockets knocked off the Celtics 111-109. Jabari Smith scored 24 to lead the young Rockets.
One of the best teams in the league. It was in the finals last year, just competing with them. Going down to the wire like that with a great team like that, it's real promising. It's real good for us.
The Bucks beat the Kings 133-124. Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 46 in the win. The Warriors took down the Suns 123-112 behind 38 points from Klay Thompson, including 33 in the first half. On the ice, Buffalo scored 3 third-period goals, rallying to beat Toronto 4-3. Alex Tuch hit the 30-goal mark with a pair in the final frame.
We kind of got back to just trying to work and make simple plays. And, I just roll over one line after another, and It makes a huge difference out there.
Big news in the opening day of NFL free agency. The Raiders reportedly filled their QB void by agreeing to terms with former 49er Jimmy Garoppolo on a three-year deal worth $67.5 million. The Bears are set to give linebacker Tremaine Edmonds a four-year $72 million contract, and the Steelers are bringing on three-time All-Pro corner Patrick Peterson for a two-year deal. I'm Josh Roundtree, AP Sports.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the difference between the two recent bank failures and what happened during the financial crisis in 2008.
This is not a bailout. Again, this is not 2008 at all. The funds are from fees on banks and not taxpayers, so this is very different than what we saw in 2008.
The AP Sagar Magani reports Silicon Valley Bank in California and Signature Bank in New York collapsed.
Silicon Valley Bank's failure was the second biggest in U.S. history, followed Sunday by the third biggest when Signature Bank failed. Washington moved quickly to make sure depositors at both banks could access their money this morning, the most extensive government intervention in the banking system since the financial crisis 15 years ago. But the steps are relatively limited compared to 2008. Neither bank's been rescued nor received any taxpayer money.
President Biden insists the nation's banking system is safe. Pentagon Comptroller Michael McCord says the Pentagon intends to load up on advanced missiles, space defense, and modern jets in its largest defense request in decades in order to meet the threat it perceives from China.
Just do the math. The budget will hit $1 trillion probably before this end. Even if it only grew 3% a year, when the numbers are what they are, it's inevitable. And I think that that's going to be a psychological big watershed moment for many of us or some of us. But it is inevitable.
The search continues for the man suspected of killing one police officer and badly wounding another at a small-town convenience store in eastern Missouri. A jury says it could not reach a unanimous decision on whether to impose the death sentence on an Islamic extremist who killed 8 people using a speeding truck on a popular New York City bike path. A source tells the AP quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has agreed to a three-year, $67 million contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. This is AP News. China's president has called on his government to play a bigger role in managing political affairs after brokering an agreement between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
In the closing session of China's National People's Congress, Xi gave a speech in which he did not mention details of the Communist Party's plans. Xi did, however, say China should actively participate in the reform and construction of the global governance system and promote global security initiatives. Bolstered by the recent Saudi-Iran agreement, Xi said increased Chinese involvement in global affairs will add positive energy to world peace and development. Beijing has built on China's growing heft as the second largest economy to promote trade and construction initiatives that Washington, Tokyo, Moscow, and New Delhi worry will expand its strategic influence at their expense. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
An oil drilling plan for Alaska's North Slope is getting the stamp of approval from the Biden administration. Environmentalists are expressing disappointment with President Biden's decision to greenlight Alaska's North Slope Willow Development Project. Sources say the plan would allow 3 drill sites for about 219 wells in total. Oil company ConocoPhillips says it could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day and 300 long-term jobs. The Stop Willow campaign had been gaining traction on social media, gathering more than 300 million views on TikTok. But the development enjoys widespread support in the state. And on March 3rd, while some indigenous Alaskans were protesting outside the White House, the state's congressional delegation met with Biden to argue in favor of the project. Separately, the White House announced that nearly 3 million acres of the Beaufort Sea would be closed off from oil exploration, and drilling would be limited to protect wildlife in more than 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve. I'm Jennifer King.
Pfizer is announcing its offer to acquire a Seattle-based drug company that specializes in new cancer treatments that use antibodies to fight the disease. Federal regulators would still have to approve the deal, but Pfizer seeking to buy up Seagen to broaden its offering of cancer treatments that target tumor cells while sparing healthy tissue. Pfizer CEO says it plans to let Seagen continue innovating, saying they're acquiring the goose that's laying the golden eggs. Seagen specializes in working with antibody drug conjugate technology, which relies on monoclonal antibodies to seek out and destroy cancer cells without harming surrounding tissue. Pfizer, which is flush with cash because of two COVID drugs, says it would fund the acquisition mostly through $31 billion in new long-term debt, if regulators and Seagen shareholders agree. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new study says the intensity of extreme drought and rainfall has sharply increased over the past 20 years. The data comes from a pair of satellites known as GRACE, which stands for Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment. They were used to measure changes in the planet's water storage. The researchers say the data confirms that both frequency and intensity of rainfall and droughts are increasing due to burning fossil fuels and other human activity that releases greenhouse gases. Researchers looked at just over 1,000 events from 2002 to 2021 using a novel algorithm that identifies where the land is much wetter or drier than normal. The study is published in the journal Nature Water. I'm Shelley Adler.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Paris's iconic cathedral prepares to reopen, and ancient runes reveal the Norse god Odin's deep history. French officials say the reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is going fast enough to allow its reopening to visitors and faithful at the end of 2024. That's less than 6 years after a fire ravaged its roof. France's culture minister, Rima Abdul-Malik, says that they still have work to do after the visitors return.
Reopening to the public in December 2024 doesn't mean that all the renovation will be over. There will still be some renovation works going on in 2025, but the cathedral will be open to the public.
Authorities have made the choice to rebuild the 12th century masterpiece of Gothic architecture the way it was before. That includes recreating a more recent 315-foot spire.
La reconstruction à l'identique de la flèche de...
The army general in charge of the colossal reconstruction said the iconic spire will gradually start reappearing above the monument this year.
En 2024, ce qui sera...
He also says that the reopening means that Notre Dame's archbishop will restart services at the cathedral. Every day, about 1,000 workers endeavor to restore everything from the stonework to the stained glass to bring back Notre Dame. Scientists have identified the oldest known reference to the Norse god Odin on a gold disc unearthed in western Denmark in 2020. A pendant with the inscription reading, "He is Odin's man," was in one of the largest troves of gold treasure ever found in Denmark.
It's one of the best executed runic inscriptions that I have ever seen.
Lisbeth Emer is a runologist with the National Museum in Copenhagen. She says the runes are evidence that Odin was worshipped as early as the 5th century, at least 150 years earlier than previously thought.
We have had some indications that he might have been in the conscience of people earlier, but this is the first solid evidence.
Experts think the cache was buried 15 centuries ago to either hide it from enemies or as a tribute to appease the gods. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.